Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Republicans are expressing confidence that President Trump's third nominee to the Supreme Court is on a path toward confirmation. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the hearing for Amy Coney Barrett is happening in the shadow of the pandemic.
Democrats have little leverage to block the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Instead, they're using the hearing to warn she may vote against the Affordable Care Act in a case the court's scheduled to hear 1 week after the presidential election. Barrett has written critical things about the ACA, but there's no certainty in how she'd rule on the new challenge if she's confirmed by the Senate. Senators at the hearing are wearing masks as protection during the coronavirus pandemic. Senator Mike Lee, who recently tested positive for the virus, appeared in person. Lee said he had not had a fever for several days and had followed advice from doctors in the Capitol. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Presidential nominee Joe Biden is repeating fears by his fellow Democrats in the Senate that Barrett's confirmation could spell the end of health care as we know it. Biden spoke to reporters on the tarmac a short time ago before boarding a flight to campaign in Ohio.
We're already in the midst of a real fight here. Everyone knows in 28 days, 20 million Americans may lose their health care. This nominee said she wants to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. The president wants to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Let's keep our eye on the ball. This is about whether or not in less than one month, Americans are going to lose their health insurance.
Biden is due to deliver remarks about the economy in Toledo. President Trump will be crisscrossing the country for in-person rallies this week, starting tonight in Florida. A federal judge has turned down a challenge to Minnesota's plans to count ballots that arrive as much as a week after polls close in the state. From Minnesota Public Radio, Tim Nelson has more.
State elections officials have said they will accept ballots postmarked by Election Day for an additional 7 days. That was part of a separate consent decree reached in state court to accommodate voters during the COVID-19 pandemic. A Republican state representative and a party activist, both potential presidential electors for Minnesota, filed a federal challenge to that deal last month, saying Secretary of State Steve Simon didn't have the right to accept late ballots. But U.S. District Court Judge Nancy Brazel ruled the plaintiffs didn't have standing to challenge the state court consent decree. The plaintiffs say they'll appeal her ruling to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. For NPR News, I'm Tim Nelson in St. Paul.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has laid out new restrictions to contain the spread of coronavirus. He's avoiding a national lockdown in favor of a three-tiered system. Most areas in England will be on medium alert, meaning current restrictions continue, including a curfew at restaurants and bars. The Liverpool region will become the first area to enter the very high alert level, meaning gyms and casinos must close. And you're listening to NPR News. Researchers in California have shown that people with dementia have less blood flow in certain areas of their brains. NPR's Burley McCoy reports that finding could shed light on why some people develop Alzheimer's and how doctors can treat it.
The researchers from the University of Southern California used MRI and PET scans to measure brain blood flow in Alzheimer's patients. They found that the less blood a brain region received, the more likely it was to have a buildup of something called tau, a protein associated with Alzheimer's disease. As the number of brain regions with low blood flow and higher tau levels increased, so did the severity of Alzheimer's symptoms, such as memory loss and decreased attention. The findings, which appear in the Journal of Neuroscience, suggest future treatments for Alzheimer's might include improving blood circulation in the brain. For NPR News, I'm Burley McCoy.
While the U.S. government recognizes today as the federal holiday, Columbus Day, more states are observing Indigenous Peoples Day. Virginia is the latest to join the list of more than a dozen states opting to honor the people already here when Christopher Columbus arrived in 1492. Protesters in Portland, Oregon, overturned statues of former presidents Theodore Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln last night. It was part of a demonstration they called Indigenous People's Day of Rage. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo has resisted calls to remove a Columbus statue near Central Park. He's honoring another person of Italian heritage today, dedicating a statue in Lower Manhattan to the saint known as Mother Cabrini. I'm Amy Held in Washington. You're listening to NPR News.